Brubbers uncovered.
We ain't starting like that.
Why not? Right, so I try and bring a fresh vibe every week.
Okay, shut up. Welcome to Brubbers Uncovered, episode 4. We've made it all the way here. Thank you so much for listening again. Thank you for joining us. We do really appreciate you. If it's your first time here, please, I mean, it feels a bit eager, but like and subscribe now.
Yeah, before you've heard it.
Before you've heard it. And if you are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Keep sending your messages in. We love hearing from you. Are you right, Jules?
That was a masterful hijack of that intro.
Right? Sorry.
Yeah. That was so good.
Do you want to add something?
I don't have much in this life, but intro in the podcast is one of the things I do like to try. Thank you so much.
No, do it now.
I don't want to.
We want you to.
No. I really like it.
Do you know what? Last week, Ash said he felt a little bit tired. And you still brought the energy to the podcast. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling this week?
Even more tired. Honestly, I mean, we literally performed, didn't we? When did we perform? A few days ago, BGT. Mm. I'm shattered. I've got tight traps. I need a massage. I need to go to sleep.
Can I quickly say it was sick, though?
It was sick,
the BGT
bro.
Performance. Great performance. Very, very cool.
It's very rare. Listen, you guys know me. It's very rare that I watch something back and I'm like, I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, you normally moan straight away.
Yeah, no, I'm normally moaning straight away. But I watched it back and I was like, well, real talk. We killed it.
We did really well.
I'm really proud of it.
It's a very good performance.
Yeah. I hope there's people listening right now that think, oh, wait, these boys dance.
Yeah, they don't know.
I wonder if there's anyone that just likes listening to our voices.
Mm.
Yeah, no. We've actually got other skills. Plenty of them.
We dance.
We dance.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't making it weird.
You did think it because you raised your eyebrows. You've got plenty of other skills.
No, I don't have many other skills.
I know.
You know, my motto and all that, innit?
Yeah, let's hear it. 3, 2, 1.
Killer in the streets, vanilla in the sheets.
Nice.
Not really much to give.
Nice. Another big question. Forget the tiredness, sir. How are you feeling after Ashley Banjo's massive big end last week?
Maybe the most brutal.
What is it called? The chili. You basically get the hottest chili in the world.
Carolina Reaper.
Honestly, we got back to the studio for rehearsals. The speed at which you ran to the bathroom was disturbing. You looked like you was in physical pain.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. Eating it was bad, but the aftermath was what... Like, I don't want to get too graphic, but we've all seen like runs of lava on that, like, National Geographic.
Yeah.
It was just a...
A spicy butthole.
Yeah.
I don't know why I actually said that. So if at any point we want to edit anything in this...
No, we're not editing that.
Spicy a butthole is something
that should... Are you okay?
I'm not. I got... Sorry.
While looking at your blood brother as well is also just a bit weird.
Sorry, yeah.
Just a bit
Let's get back to how you're feeling.
Spicy doesn't cover it. Like, you know, chili heatwave Doritos are spicy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like Nando's hot.
Spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some jollof rice. It's spicy. This was...
Culture.
This was
for the culture.
For the culture,
yeah, get it in there, mate.
This was a good.
He's half Nigerian, if you didn't know. Yeah, one more try.
What about it? Here you are again, right?
I'll just say
here you are again at my neck.
Say that in there.
Yeah,
Doritos. Now there's some jollof rice.
Slight accent change.
Sorry. All right. Watch out.
Right. No, we love that for you, man.
Firstly, I did not say it with any kind of accent.
You let into it a bit. You let into it. Maybe next week you should wear traditional dress. That'd be wicked. Traditional Nigerian dress.
Yeah.
Let's bring Dad.
Joe, I'm going to say you're racist. You are a racist. You lean towards the white half of yourself way more. And I represent all of my... I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
both
lie.
Of you, you're mixed race racist.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie. When it comes to being mixed race, I do fall more on the full English breakfast than Jell-O for our side. I won't lie.
There you go.
I really do. So yeah, anyway, get back to it. How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling better. But it was genuinely, you know, it was a good old few days recovery.
Then you go for eight pints of milk.
Honestly, bro, I don't realise as well when I watched it back, you gave me the worst advice.
What?
Chew it. I should have just basically put it in and just swallowed. Okay. You said to me,
That's a crazy line, man. That's a crazy line.
No, you are crazy, right? Yeah. Because I was talking about a chili, but you have a way of just...
Yeah. Bad advice. Don't chew the chili.
Don't chew the chili. If you ever eat a Carolina Reaper or you've got a brother and just a half-brother that tell you to eat a chili, just don't do it.
I gave you some solid advice after that, though. I did offer you a croissant.
And I took it.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Because everyone was actually questioning, like, why is your fruit and croissant? Actually, I Googled it and it said, like... Look, get him a croissant.
Look, starchy food.
It just said, get him a croissant.
Your Google said, get him a croissant quickly.
I said, croissants are good.
I read some comments that said, you'd replace Chris with, do you want me to rap to lift the mood?
Do you want a croissant?
Do you want a croissant?
Chris, I like it.
Well, you know the rules. I should. By the way, I need to stop saying you know the rules because people already say I look like Bevo. And then when I say his catchphrase of, you know the rules.
They legit link it together.
And also, by the way, they don't just call you Bevo, it's Black Bevo, isn't it? I saw that on TikTok.
Well, I think it was Brown Bevo.
Is it Brown Bevo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brown Bevo,
because you are obviously, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
No, because you need a point of difference.
Yeah. You are like the Brown Bevo.
Brown Bevo.
I think it was Black Bevo.
Was it Black Bevo?
Yeah, somebody said, I got called Black Alfie Days.
you know what Alfie Days looks like?
Yeah, no.
Black Alfie Days, Black Bevo. I also got called Black Mr. Beast.
Black Mr. Beast.
And then somebody coming underneath Mr. Black, which I was like, okay, well, maybe let's just...
This is just floodgates for pure racism.
Yeah, it's more and more racist with every nickname coming out.
But, wow.
Anyway. Let's move on to our Would You Rathers.
Yep.
You know the rules. Yes, Black Bevo here. We've got to do our oath. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
3, 2, 1... We swear on Perry's life that we will answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Yes!
That's well done, boys.
I think we've made a stupid mistake not having that written up on the wall.
Yeah,
I know.
Should get it written.
I know.
I'm struggling 4 episodes deep.
I know.
If anything, I think it's getting worse. I just go quieter. I just turn my volume down every time we get to certain points.
You'll get it.
Come on then, what are we talking about?
Okay,
then?
I'm going to kick it off with pretty devastating news, actually, one particular geezer. We got to witness the worst loss and the biggest loss on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Brutal.
I want to start here because this guy, smart enough, clearly, to get to the £1 million question and bottled it.
Flopped it. I think everyone else who's made the £1 million question, like out of like not the celeb contestants, normal contestants, I think they've always got it right, you know?
No, yeah, that's it. Yeah, sorry. He's the first person to get that wrong.
And I'm pretty sure he banked it like, was it 125
grand? 125 grand. Yeah,
so he had five. Yeah. So cool. He's gone home with 125 grand. Wicked, insane amount of money. We know it, okay? But he had 500 grand. So, no, you got 500 grand. You can walk away.
So he gambled 375 grand.
That's what he done. And he lost heavily.
Wow.
Lost heavily.
It's hard though when you're in those situations, like in those game shows, like you said, you walk in with nothing, right? And then you're like 125 grand. It all feels just like pie in the sky numbers, right? So you just go for it, you go for the gamble.
It's like when you go on a holiday and you get euros out, you spend it like Monopoly money, and then you realise you just spent 17 quid on a Fanta lemon. That's literally what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you're on a holiday, the money don't feel real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's suddenly like, then you're like, oh my days.
Or it's like finding the euros when you get back. It doesn't feel it doesn't feel like real money.
I just let that like rot in a corner somewhere.
Whereas if you found a tenner, you'd be like, oh, you'd feel really good. You'd put it, you'd use it. But if you find 10 euros, it just feels like it's like whatever.
Because you've been asked on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire a few times, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you've declined.
Have you done it?
I've done it.
You've done it. When did you get to?
Wait, haven't you got the biggest amount of celeb in history?
Who?
George. Yeah, right.
Let me grab this.
It had to be a new series
It was.
It was episode one.
When I did it back in. Right, this is. So my biggest sort of accolade was I used to go around telling everyone that since Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Jeremy Clarkson hosting it because it used to be Chris Tarrant, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he dead?
I don't think Chris Tarrant. Why do you assume everyone's dead? Wait, hang on. Is Chris Tarrant dead?
Is Chris Tarrant dead?
No, Chris Tarrant's alive. Big up Chris.
He's not
lucky,
cancelled
mate.
Either, is he?
He's not cancelled, is he? He's not cancelled. So big up Chris Tarrant.
There's two ticks. We're good.
Woo!
Continue chat.
All right. You have to check these things these days. You do. So since Jeremy Clarkson started hosting it, I actually Googled this earlier to double check. He started hosting it in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I did it all the way back in 2020. So to be fair, it wasn't that many series. It was only 2 series.
Yeah, but I still don't think anyone's beat you.
No, some people beat me.
Oh, they have.
Some people have made it to the 500 grand question.
What did you make it to?
I made it to the 250 grand question and walked away with 125 grand.
We're here for like complete honesty as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only reason I wouldn't do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, right. He's putting his sleeves down.
No, it's because he's got to give the money to charity.
You've got to give that money to charity. And I'm not, nothing. Listen, if you can earn money for charity, that's fantastic.
Incredible.
And what you've done is so good. But imagine winning £1 million and then going, because look, I know people might look at us and think, oh no, they're privileged, they might earn good money. This is great. And I appreciate all of that. But £1 million would go a long way.
And I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, yeah? I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. I've seen some celebs who go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire who I know are like, they're struggling, man.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, they're not in their heyday anymore. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not going to name names. Right. And I know that the money they've won could really help them out.
It could.
Both of you.
No, but I'll tell you what, but you'll get slaughtered. If you took that money, get slaughtered because you've got a bit of a profile. Yeah. It's true.
That's what I'm saying.
People forget.
No, Pell, it's not an option.
No, I know it's not an option. I'm just saying.
You both.
I'm saying.
You just entered into the realm of things you think and don't say. I'm going to enter Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for my chosen charity. What a shame I've got to give the money to charity.
When you word it like that, it's awful.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say.
That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that we want to take the money. I'm just saying that I know that there are some celebs who've been on there. If they went, look, you could just pay the normal version and you're winning the money, they'd be like, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Because, you know, they could really do with it. But just because they are quote-unquote celeb, everyone's like, oh, you've got money, you shouldn't have it. But I'm like, no, some of these people are really struggling as well.
Do you want the question? See if you get it right.
Yeah, ask the question.
The £1 million?
The £1 million
yeah. question. If I can even read it. Which of these words, each coined by a famous writer, was derived from the title of a fairy tale about three princes? A, pandemonium. B, serendipity. Is that how you say it?
Yep. Yep.
C, utopia. Or D, Yahoo.
That's a milkshake, the last one.
No, that's Yazoo.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Oh, there's a search engine,
I'm out. Who's a search engine? Okay. I'm out. Oh,
really?
Wow.
You're done.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I said that so much. I'm so embarrassed right now. I went milkshake. So, no, it's actually not. So
that was from your heavier days.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Joe, that's two podcasts on the trot now.
Oh, gosh. You just do that, don't you?
What?
You stop fat shaming.
Wait. It's not fat shaming. We were talking about who's got niche knowledge. I'd say that your niche knowledge is in anything calorific.
To be fair.
Right. You know, you're a backstabber, aren't you?
Yeah, he's a real backstabber.
Big back.
Can I clarify something? Let me tell a quick story. When I was a teenager, I was quite plus size. I was quite a fat kid. And I worked really hard to lose weight. And in lockdown, I put a load of weight back on. And I was probably at my lowest. I felt really, really bad about it.
And widest.
And widest. Lowest and widest.
Right. Ash, wait, give him a sec because he's being serious here.
Yeah.
He's serious.
I turned up to our dance studio for rehearsal. And I've walked in and Ash and Pell were both there. And they're like, you all right? And I went, let me talk to you boys. And stepped out of rehearsal. And I said, listen, man, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, been in lockdown, I've been drinking a lot, been eating a lot, I'm just putting a lot of weight. I don't feel comfortable dancing. I just don't know if I can do this routine, man. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get through it. Pell's nodded along. Like, listen, George, you just gotta keep your confidence up. My older brother is looking at me with a vacant look, blank eyed, not listening to a word I've said, waited for me to stop talking. I went, yeah, and I think I just don't feel myself. He went, oh, crazy. Let me see your belly. I spoke for 10 minutes about being at my lowest. He waited for me to stop talking, then asked to see my belly.
You make that sound.
Perry, is that not what happened?
No, wait.
It's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
No, that can be my version.
What's your version?
You come in. Yeah. I haven't seen you for a while.
A couple months.
And I'm looking, thinking, either you found some magic clothes or... You've got like some Harry Potter cape or something's happening here because I can't see all this weight you're talking about. You looked a bit bigger, but you look pretty normal. So you were giving us this story and my brain just went, I don't see it. Let me see your belly.
The term belly makes it so much worse. Even if you would have went, look, let me see. Not
see what though? Got me,
it just shows that your people skills are all over the place.
Yeah, man, they're really all in the ground sometimes, bro. And even now, like sometimes you walk up to me where I've lost all the weight again from boxing and stuff. You walk up to me and go, ain't it mad that you look fat? And I'm like, all right, Ash, yeah, like maybe word it
listen,
a bit better.
I'm open with you. You know what I mean? I'm saying it's you're like I said to you in episode one, like you are up and down. Like,
yeah,
so like you literally, the way that you put on weight, lose weight, like it's mad. So yeah, I'm proud of you.
Should I hit you with a would you rather question from what we've actually been chatting about?
This is, honestly.
Are you right? Do you want to take a sec or not?
Yeah, go on, far away. Okay,
so, all right, here's a would you rather. Would you rather be the guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You get to the last question, you fumble, you walk away with 125 grand. It's a lot
of money still.
It's a crazy amount of money. Mm-hmm. Or you get that last question correct.
Okay.
You walk away with £1 million. Okay. Your life completely changes.
Yeah. Right?
But once a month, there is an attempted robbery on your home.
That's a difficult one.
So random.
No, that let me say so more.
No, because your life changes. I always think about when people win like the lottery and stuff.
Thank you. I was going to say this. What idiot wins the lottery and then goes public with it?
Oh, so this is not for charity?
No. Because this guy, he wasn't a celeb, so he won the money for himself.
I see. Okay, cool.
I always think that when people win the lottery and stuff, and they have, when I say the audacity, but they go public and they're there with the champagne, like, yeah, we've won 32 million. Yeah. Our names are Craig and Sarah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, so how people just don't get robbed?
Because you would just get robbed, man.
You get targeted straight up.
So firstly, if you won that amount of money, you're not telling anybody.
With £1 million?
Yeah.
Well, you've done it on TV, so...
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's the lottery, is it? Yeah.
If I did win something like the lottery, I'm not telling anyone. No. Keep it quiet.
So is this like one of those curses? No matter where you move or what you do, your house gets robbed?
Yeah, once a month
is going to be attempted.
But now you've got the money and the resources to, like, maybe, I don't know, have security or...
What do you mean attempted?
That someone will try and get into your house and, I guess, take stuff. Mm. Maybe punch you once or twice.
Wow.
I think it's quite hard. Because you can live like a really low-key, peaceful life.
And once a month, what, every 4 weeks.
That's 12 times a year.
Yeah.
That's 12 months of the year.
Yeah, quick maths. That's good.
Flipping hell. Figuring it all out now, aren't we?
All right, one more question then. Do you know when this attempted robbery is happening?
No.
It's not scheduled.
No.
So you're living on your nerves. You don't know when it's
going to happen. Could be 8 in the morning.
Yeah,
they could be in the shower, bosh, they're in. Mm. So could be when your kids are at home, could be when they're at school, could be when the house is empty. So you guys could just be out and that's what you're hoping for, really. But then if they keep nicking
real
a million
quid
worth of stuff, yeah, what are you going for?
Oh, I don't know.
Peace of mind, man. I'm taking $125,000 and living peacefully. $125,000 is a crazy amount of money still. Mm. It's a lot of money.
But you could put all your £1 million into, like, I don't know, karate lessons or something. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like self-defense lessons. So if someone did break in, you'd be good. No, deep that though. Because you could be really good at like fending people off. And then actually, they might get scared of you.
Yeah, in the end.
And then eventually,
I'm coming for you. Once a month,
I reckon word would spread among robbers.
Robbers in the UK?
Yeah.
They're not going to want it. I reckon once a month, you just see they just leave a small donation on your doorstep to not attack them.
You got a deep pelt, just said, oh, no, it's fine. I'd do karate lessons and then word would spread among robbers.
That's straight forward.
You know.
No, I'm going for $125,000 every day.
Yeah, peace of mind, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to be sensible on this one, I think.
100%.
You have to take $125,000.
Have you ever been robbed?
I've been robbed.
Yeah,
I've had my house broken into. And let me just clarify this. The audacity of this geezer, he stayed the night.
Yeah.
We was away on holiday. He broke into my house and stayed the night. When I got home from holiday, I was like, why does my living room smell like urine and cannabis?
Yeah.
This man stayed the night.
That's ballsy, bro.
Pretty much, I'm a teenager, he must have weed on my sofa, then had a little smoke up. And then on the cameras the next morning, you just see him walk out with a pillowcase, like an old school cartoon burglar, filled with stuff, and my Hoover.
Yeah.
He stole my Hoover.
Was he wearing black and white stripes?
No. I think he was wearing like a McKenzie jacket, actually.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, never got.
Was it yours?
Brand. No, it wasn't. Oh. He did steal some diversity hats though. And then on the camera, you see he's holding about three of them. He looks up and goes, yeah, and just chucks one on the dryer.
Oh wow.
Like his least favourite one. He goes, nah. I don't want that. He sleeps.
I remember dad went mental, didn't he?
Yeah, dad went mental. Because my dad, coincidentally, another fun fact, went into the house when the man was staying there because he'd opened the window upstairs. So dad walked in. Walked upstairs, closed the window in my bedroom and walked out. And the whole time, the guy was just laying there silently in the living room, hoping not to get caught.
Wow.
And then he leaves about 10 minutes out with my Hoover and a bag of possessions.
What piece of shit?
No, that's deep, though. Real talk, though.
And it's actually the feeling after go home. Of course, it's still your house, but it just doesn't feel like... Do you know what I mean?
It's awful. It's safe.
I would need peace of mind. So for me, it's the $125,000.
Yeah, I think we're agreeing on this.
Agreed.
We are on episode 4. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like you guys listening are getting more and more creative with these would you rathers. Mm. Some are quite disturbing, which we are going to talk about some of the disturbing ones, because some of them, I won't lie to you.
Some people are pushing the boat, I think.
Yeah, some people, I just don't understand why some of them have popped into your head. But we will get to it. One that I think we can answer, it's from Yasmin. Would you rather be stuck on an island with someone you hate or stuck on an island on your own forever?
Are you with the person that you don't like forever too?
Yeah, both of the times you're stuck there forever. Do you want to be on your own or with someone you despise? That's it, done.
Oh, that is quite hard. But I think initially though, my head goes to, I feel like you'd eventually become pals.
You'd have to, that's what I'm saying. It could take years, it could take decades.
Maybe lovers.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, no, I agree.
When you're both deprived too.
It depends on who you hate, obviously.
Hate you.
You're fine.
Nah, I'm kidding.
No, I'm kidding. Man. No, it's only a small joke.
Yeah. So I'll come straight off the bat and say this. I don't do very well on my own.
Yeah, that's true.
I really, like even on car journeys, I get in the car and I start ringing people pretty much straight away.
Oh, yeah, you always ring.
I always, if I'm driving in the car, like I can't, if I'm being on my own, and this is not to get overly deep because I see a lot of TikToks, people like, you need to be comfortable being in your own space and your own mind. And if you're not comfortable like that, there's something wrong with you.
They are right.
Yeah, I know, but you're like a...
Yeah, I said to you guys coming in this morning, so I have like a 2.5 hour drive into the pod. I'll just raw dog it the whole way here.
No
music, nothing. I'll just think.
Off what?
Different things.
I just want to chuck this out there, man. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Like, bearing in mind, your two brothers are on radio at the exact moment you're driving. You could just listen to us, have a laugh, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I use it to like clear my head. I'll tell you what else I do. Do you ever do this? Think about things that you've said or that you should have said. Like, do you ever replay conversations in your head?
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I redo arguments all the time.
Gosh. Because
I'm so bad in the moment. I just can't do it. I'm not very good at speaking. So,
yeah. As the host of a podcast and radio.
And radio. Exactly, yeah. Oh, I relive them all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm driving. So I'll be thinking about convos, thinking about things I've got to do, thinking about the performance, what we should have done. And literally, before I know it, 2 hours have gone by. Like, I love alone time. Like, I love being in my own head sometimes.
Okay. Well, no, I think that can actually be quite productive.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know why, I'm just not good at it. Really, really bad.
When was the last time you had any?
I don't. If I am sitting
there. Do you feel that space?
I'll try and just fill it with absolutely anything. Like when, so fun fact, if you do like a show, like a TV show, like I don't know, I'm a Celebrity, or, because you're going into a thing where they don't want you to know who the other contestants are, they put you in isolation. Like this is before COVID, like they've always done it. So when I did, the first time I did I'm a Celebrity was in 2016, yeah? So they put you in isolation for like 2 weeks. So you go into like a hotel room, but you're in there for 2 weeks. You're not allowed your phone.
Mm-hmm.
The TV has no channels apart from like Australian news, like, because that's where you are, you're out in Australia, or you can like rent films, you're not like the laptop, not like anything like that. So you can either go to the gym and that's it, and you stay in the room, can't do anything else, right? And even if you do go out to go to the gym, they have someone in the room next door to you who's your minder. So like, they make sure no one comes to your room.
Wow.
No, they are.
Is that solitary?
Literally, yeah, solitary. Yeah. Guys, I literally had a mental breakdown. I struggled so bad.
Really?
To the point, I started writing a diary.
I journal.
I think if you want to journal,
yeah,
and you choose to do it,
yeah.
Right, Ash is laughing because knowing me as a person.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I would love to read your diary.
One day.
I genuinely...
I don't know what horrors
I
would
genuinely
find.
Mean
do you start it with Dear Diary?
No, I do not start with Dear Diary. If someone said to me now, let you read that or physically eat the diary, I would eat the whole thing.
Really?
I would page by page. Wait. I walked into that one.
Nice.
I walked straight in. That's my fault. I walked into that one.
What a treat.
Real talk though, was you honest in it? Did you like really put down your deepest
I can't darkest? Remember what I wrote. I do remember at one point, because of jet lag, it was about 4:50 in the morning. And obviously, I'm a celeb's at the end of the year, isn't it?
Mm.
So in Australia, that's their summer. I remember looking out of the window and watching surfers on the beach at like 10 to 5 in the morning. And I think I remember writing something along the lines of, I'm in a beautiful place watching a sunrise and surfers and I feel awful. And I remember I felt so bad. And it was, I won't lie, it's really embarrassing. And then I brought it home. Obviously, I brought it home. Forgot that I brought it home. And my wife found it. And she went, oh, I found this random book. I wasn't sure what it was. Turns out it's your diary, which she had started reading.
May.
She read the first part and was like, oh, it made me just really sad. It is really cute. And I was like, listen, please stop reading that because that's the most embarrassing thing ever. And I haven't seen it since. I don't know where she put it, where it's gone, what's happened to it. So it's lurking in my house somewhere.
That actually makes me quite sad. I'll be honest. Bless you. That's awful.
No, guys, it was awful.
Secondly,
yeah.
We will find that diary.
We will.
Just so you know.
I am going to search that diary like that man is searching for that hard drive with Bitcoin. I am going deep diving for that diary.
I'm telling you now, I would burn my house down before I got to a place where I let you read that diary.
See, now I know what to say as well. Whenever you're in a boxing ring, you're having a tough spar, you're having a tough day, I'm just going to go, think of the surfers, Joel.
Think of the surfers. Yeah.
Think of the waves crashing against the beach.
Could always be worse. Could always be worse. So based on that, yeah. I'm definitely picking someone I absolutely hate. Like, at least maybe we'll become friends, or we could be rivals. At least it's something to think about. Someone to even talk to, even in a negative way. I just couldn't be on my own.
Whereas I don't mind meeting people. I like meeting people, especially when it's to do with like our job and stuff. But I'm pretty sure I suffer with some kind of acute social anxiety. So I am picking, like, the thought of being on my own in a beautiful place, if I had to pick, bliss.
Really?
My God. Well, right, then I have to deal with interacting with a person, especially a person I don't like. Yeah. Even a person I like gives me anxiety. Dealing with a person I don't like.
Yeah, it's not for you.
I mean, apart from them being like a potential food source at one point, I don't really...
Oh, yeah. Is that another joke? Is that why I've picked him, is it?
No, I wasn't. I was actually saying, if you're on an island, that you never know. Like, they're protein, aren't they, at one point, potentially?
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's the deepest, darkest survival.
It might get to that. Okay. I'm picking with someone.
With someone, really? So you can eat them, or so you don't be alive.
No, I feel like eventually we'll be friends.
Okay.
Really? It's like an Elphaba Glinda situation.
And I'm going absolutely on my own.
Okay.
Absolutely on my
own. Well, we've got our answers then. Mm. Now I want to move on to the side of stuff where I said some of the would you rathers have been a bit weird. Now, this is no names, no judgment. And we say every single week, get your best would you rathers in at Brothers Uncovered on all the socials. Please send them in. We love them, even the weird ones like this. It does make me curious as to why you want to know the answers to these and why so many of them are... look, there's ones I took off the list to read out. A lot of sexually charged.
Really?
A lot of quite sexually charged.
A lot of that frustration's out there.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Yeah.
How bad are we talking here? Are you sure you want to read these?
The ones I picked are just a bit weird.
Okay. Have you picked the tamer ones of the bunch?
They're tame. They're just a bit weird.
Okay, come on.
Would you rather suck chocolate off a toe or lick it off a bum cheek?
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know why you want the answer to it.
And why is the chocolate there? Would I rather lick bum or suck toes is essentially the question.
Yeah, but it's not the hole. It's not the hole, though. It's the cheek. Which is technically quite clean.
Okay.
Yeah. I know we're not answering these, are we?
No, we're not answering
but
them.
But I'm going to quickly just throw in their cheek. Okay. Right, I don't want toes.
Again, more toe sucking. Would you rather suck Perry's toes with your eyes closed or have Perry suck your toes with strong eye contact?
Oh.
Right, stop answering.
I'm sorry. I just want
to elaborate on some of the facts that I don't know why you are asking us this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to answer?
No, I'm just saying I've not got the best eyesight anyway, so... Look at me directly in the eyes is quite a difficult task. So
these are white.
Yeah, like they get like this.
Go on, white.
Would you rather lick a cow's bum or have a cow lick your bum?
No, no, stop it. That's enough. That's enough.
But again, I don't need an answer. Again, you're so geared up. You're so pent up, ready to answer these questions.
I like that. Just chill.
I love lowering the tone.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
And the last one was, and they put it in the message, this is for Ash.
Oh, sick.
Would you rather go on Britain's Got Talent again or get jiggy with Perry's mum? Now, I just feel like they just wanted to ask, would you like to get jiggy with Perry's mum? Because I was like, there's no correlation.
I mean, if you're going to ask me one specifically, at least make it difficult.
Okay, so all the times when you had a go at me for answering it, we're not answering.
Yeah, we aren't answering.
I didn't answer it.
Well, you did, didn't you?
I mean, they're both fantastic experiences.
Okay, so we're going to move on. Don't stress.
We're not doing this. My mum listens to this. All right.
We love you, Chris.
Love you, Chris.
It's all love and respect.
And respect. Mainly respect.
Leave it there.
Mainly respect. I think we should interrogate Perry this week.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
This part always makes me super excited.
The interrogation, yeah.
We each say something that we kind of regret.
I know.
You've got five would you rathers, you've got to answer back
and
to
you back. And you can't take it back either.
That's
quick fire answering, no waiting about, okay?
Don't make
Are you ready? Breaks.
Yeah.
Let's interrogate the Perry. Would you rather sing every time you talk or dance every time you walk?
Dance every time I walk.
Absolutely.
Would you rather be in the history books for something terrible or be completely forgotten about when you die?
Oh, just forget.
Okay.
Absolutely. Would you rather fight 25 children or 25 OAPs?
Children. Easy.
Would you rather be 12 foot tall?
Yeah.
Or 9 inches tall? Don't start.
12 foot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you rather have an anything goes day once a month or an anything goes hour once a day?
Anything goes day.
Oh, once a whole day.
Okay.
A whole day of anything. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, let's
what does that mean?
Some of these.
What does anything goes day mean?
You can have a purge one day a month or once an hour every day.
Oh, and then I'd make that other question relevant and I'd fight the children.
Just beat up 25 kids.
Gosh. Well, 1 minute. Also, if you could have no anything goes, you could also eat whatever you want with no consequences.
Yeah.
No weight gain.
Okay.
So you could do... Okay.
I feel like there's a theme that keeps popping up in this episode.
I actually didn't mean that. I actually meant seriously, because that's where my mind goes, straight to food.
Not on an everything goes day. I think that's a really boring way to think about
it. No, on Sunday.
Yeah, you're crazy tonight.
So you could do and eat whatever you wanted to with no consequences. That's a sick day. Or have, no, imagine an hour, anything goes hour. Every day you could eat what you want and not put on weight.
Yeah, I mean, you've said the same thing.
Yeah.
Whether it was on a day or an hour.
I'm more crime-minded, if I'm honest.
Like, you can walk into a bank and, like, take all the money and no consequences.
Yeah, at gunpoint.
Okay, once again.
No, but you can push the boundaries, can't you?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have just a normal... I'd have a bazooka.
Give me everything you got!
Just threatening a little old woman behind the till.
Right, again.
Yeah, but you also couldn't let that...
It's all legal.
You also couldn't let the weapon off, because then you'd hurt yourself.
No consequences, mate.
There's no consequences.
Oh, so you're invincible as well?
Yeah. That's how I'd get away from the bank. Just fly off.
Like,
get out of there.
That's easy. Yeah,
so what are you picking? One day or...
I'm doing a whole day. Yeah.
Okay,
whole
doing a whole day. You said about you'd rather be 12 foot tall than 9 inches.
Yes.
Why is that?
And why are you smiling so much?
Yeah. Just so I can have a proper conversation with your mum.
Our mum is not that tall.
Look, for anyone who doesn't know, our mum is approaching 6 foot. Right?
She's a tall lady.
She's a tall lady.
No, very elegant, strong woman. No, that's how they're mugging her off, because you're laughing, I'm not.
Very, very. You just said you'd want to be 12 foot so you can have a proper conversation with our mum, and then you said you're not mugging her off.
I'm not mugging her off.
She's about 5'11 and a half.
You saw me on that ladder at the studio the other day and said that I should carry that around so I can give my mum stuff.
Yeah. Pass it up to her.
Pass it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, cheers, Ash, just reaching down. So.
All right, we've got a tall mum.
But you have to pick 12 foot, though. 9 inches is peak.
Yeah.
Could be fun, though. What's 9 inches? Do that. What's up with your hands? There? Is it like Stuart Little? Oh. Are you about 9 inches?
Would you rather fight
25?
Come on, speak up.
25 children or 25 opes?
What? 25 OAPs? What's an ope?
Children.
Yeah, why?
Just overpower easier, I think. How old are they?
Like a reasonable age, like where they're still strong enough.
To be fair, I've seen some tall 10-year-olds recently.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take them on.
25 10-year-olds to take you out, mate.
Yeah, I think they would.
Lots of fight.
I think they would.
And when we say OAPs, that implies like old age, mate, like that.
No, mate.
Like little Zimmer.
I'd feel guiltier.
Oh, with the old ones?
With the old ones, yeah. Because kids bounce, don't they? No, genuinely, though, they do. No, let's be honest. Your daughter throws herself off like swings and stuff all the time and just gets up and
fine.
Just laughs.
Yeah, she's literally indestructible.
Yeah, if I punched her, she'd stand up and she'd be like, she'd giggle. And if anything, she'd say, love you, Uncle Bill.
Yeah, she would.
Can we
like, punch my daughter in the face?
No, hypothetically speaking.
Okay, to be fair, based on that, or from a moral standpoint, who's going to be okay in the fight?
Yeah, I see
why you picked him. That's fair.
I agree with every single one of your answers this
week. Thank you so much.
Yes, I do. You
agree?
Yeah, I agree.
We're agreeing.
And usually I panic. I think as these episodes are going on, I'm getting a bit more level-headed.
Just sinking into it a bit more.
Yeah.
You're very agreeable, you said.
Thank you. Yeah. Even if he hadn't beaten up children.
Yeah, exactly. Just not kids. Yeah. Not agreeable kids.
We've got a celebrity, rather. This week it is from Sam Thompson.
Well, hey, the legend himself. Let's hear it.
Sam Thompson here. Would you rather date somebody who chews annoyingly loudly when they're eating or someone who's got a permanent nose whistle?
Ooh, I nose whistle a lot.
What's a nose whistle?
You know, sometimes you just get like you breathe in and it's like a... Oh, yeah, George Cop whistle. Sorry, bless him. That's probably a dream.
Whistle, George?
He wants to go...
I can't whistle.
No, give your whistle a go quick, please.
Go on.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hang on. Whistle. No.
That's all he's got. Just blowing air.
Yeah. No, George, you sound like a crack in the door.
No, I don't think
anyone wants to listen to Jordan.
Sorry.
Back.
Yeah.
just trying his hardest to whistle.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think we'll have to go for when they're eating then based on that, because if they're just breathing and whistling, that's just mugging me off even more. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you'd just be... Okay,
I'd be jealous that they can whistle with their nose by the sounds of it.
I've never, ever heard a nose whistle.
I want to try and get one now, but I can't.
I've had it. Really? Sometimes you breathe in and you're like...
So these nose whistles, are they every time they breathe? Or
yeah, it's a constant.
Oh, wow.
Which is a bit... That is a... No offence. Sorry if you're a nose whistler out there. Like, if you've got bad sinuses or something. Because I have bad sinuses, but... Yeah. You know.
I think I'd always be checking for, like, an oncoming bike or something.
Yeah, I think you've got to pick the food one, man.
Yeah, I'm going with the food.
Yeah, and hoping that we just eat fast.
Eat fast and preferably separately quite a lot as well.
And not out in public.
Are we just agreeing on everything today?
This is really nice.
This is a bit of a trippy ep for that. I feel we'll be...
Maybe something's happened to us.
Yeah.
I haven't got the second half of that story, but...
Yeah. I was like, is he going to build on it?
We've got nothing to add after that, but maybe something has.
Well, I'll tell you what then, we've got one more thing to see if we agree on.
Go on.
Okay.
It is time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, sorry. What? Remember last week? Sorry, that was too loud.
What was wrong?
Ooh, wait. No, last week we said we wanted like a big bell.
Yes.
Yeah. For the end. Guess what's been delivered?
No. What did you get? Let me see it.
Yes. One second.
What did you?
Yep.
Did you?
How about that?
What is that?
That's not what I imagined.
No, when, I won't lie. Producer Rob walked in with this today. We all pictured like a school bell.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe something a bit more gong-like.
Yes.
Producer Rob...
Is that a cowbell?
I think this is a cowbell. And he described it as 7 inches and black.
Yeah, which to be fair,
it's not wrong.
That describes it. So,
but it is 7 inches and it is black.
It is black.
What does it sound like? I'm not sure if that's what he was finding when he was on Google. I'm not sure if that's what he was searching for.
He was looking for one thing. But, oh, actually, that's jogged my memory. I need that bell. but do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah, let's go.
Let me know your thoughts.
Wait. It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
It's not bad.
No, I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't like it. It needs to be
even more gong.
Needs to be deeper.
Okay.
What about if you hold it? Does it change your tone?
Yeah, I think so.
Ready? It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Hang on, is it me facing it this week? Because I did the first one, then Pell.
Then me.
So is it me?
Yeah, and I'm really interested to see which one you pick. So on last week's ep, you were talking about...
Stop. Why is he so excited?
Well, I'm just excited because it's not me.
Okay, go on then.
I know why he's excited. On last week's ep, you were talking a lot about the fact that you've never, you know, spoken dirty on the phone, or you just don't do that type of thing.
You find it embarrassing, don't you?
You find it really embarrassing.
I think I'm going to learn quite sharply to stop saying stuff on this podcast.
Well, that's actually against what we do here.
Yeah. So I was like, well, option one would be, would you rather talk dirty with a script that we have had produced with a little help from our good friends over at AI, ChatGPT?
Okay. Right.
But that script is with Perry.
Nice.
That's not nice, is it? Or would you rather, which also came up in conversation last week, call Curtis Pritchard and offer him out for a fight right now?
Right.
Oh, okay. Good. I forgot about that.
Okay.
That's good.
So let's give it a bit
that
of background.
That is good.
I had my first boxing match a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I won, but I wasn't very happy with my performance. While I'm backstage trying not to cry being interviewed, all I hear is, hey, big man. It's Curtis Pritchard, who he goes, me and you down the line, offers me out for a fight.
He sees the moment.
I just don't know if I've got it in me to... First of all, ringing people is just so awkward.
Basically, both of these are cringe to the max. So would you rather call Curtis Pritchard and offer him out now?
But aggressive, like you proper...
So I can't go...
You can't be like, hey, mate, sorry,
and...
we're on the podcast. And no, it's none of that. It's just like...
You've got to call him and offer him out.
You munter. Oi, I've seen you walking around with that ugly face. I want to fight. You pick the place, time, and I'll be there. Something like aggressive.
All right, you turned that into the Michael Jackson Beat It video. And all I'm saying is I don't know what's in the script.
Mm,
so it's bad. Up to you. I can't give you a heads up.
It could be bad or it could be not that bad.
It could be like
three lines of, oh, you look good, done.
Exactly.
Or I could ring Curtis and it'd be...
And it'd be awful.
You might enjoy the first one.
Okay, that's really making me not want to do the first one.
No, but you could.
By the way, you have to look at each other.
I'm like a dog that's about to get told off. Like I struggle to make eye contact anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Look at me for 5 seconds, quick, right, and just see how you're.
Just look at each other.
I can't do it. I'm not ringing Curtis.
So you're gonna?
Well, I'm not talking to you either.
I think the Curtis will be jokes, but I wouldn't mind indulging in a little
right. You
soft,
stop it.
Soft conversation.
You stop.
talking. Just shut up.
Okay, I'm going
to shut up. Let me just establish one last rule. Yeah. I'm not allowed to tell Curtis this for the pod. I have to just...
No,
not doing that because that's too awkward.
Really?
Really,
I thought you would have done that.
I thought you might have picked that one.
No, because I actually like Curtis. I don't want to ring Curtis and be... He's a really nice guy.
See, I'm nervous because I don't know what you're going to say.
Do we keep our clothes on? Or
is right. Phil, I swear down.
Wait, get away from me now.
Wait, let me see.
Right, hang on.
Wait, don't look at it yet, though. Oh, my gosh.
Is it bad?
No, I just had a little peek. This is horrendous.
Wait, then let me
flip it. How long is this?
I haven't seen this.
That's not part of the script, by the way. That's...
Oh, wow.
There's a lot to read.
Well, producer Rob has gone to town with this one. He's set the scene and everything.
Jesus Christ.
So I think that what I'll do is I'll set the scene and then I'll let you two take it away.
This is the weirdest scene I've
ever done. I won't lie. Oh, now I'm in it. This feels like my MBE.
Can I change my mind now?
No, you've picked.
Right, let's just get this done.
Right. I haven't read this, so here we go. It's midnight in a dimly lit hotel room on the divert.
I really don't want to do this.
Because that kind of involves me, because I'm on tour as well in this film.
Right. Why are you trying to get involved?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to.
You're putting yourself
just,
in the story.
Just read
bro.
Your line. Sorry. Shut up. Right, just get this done.
Oh, God. Sorry, this is horrible.
This is awful.
Are you sure you don't want to call Curtis?
Right, guys, what? I've just read one line. I ain't saying that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Bare chest.
Wait.
Let's just get it done. Producer Rob, I hate you, by the way. It's midnight in a dimly lit hotel room on the diversity tour. Jordan's phone buzzes. Unknown number. He picks up.
Hello?
Guess who?
Two doors down, one bad foot away from crossing the hall.
Perry, what are you doing calling from an unknown number?
Didn't want your phone telling you who was about to wreck your night.
You've already done that. I was lying here, bare chest, lights off, minded my business. Now you've got my full attention.
Can I tell you something?
Say it slow.
No!
When we finished that set tonight and you peeled that shirt off backstage like it owed you money, I almost forgot how to breathe. All that sweat, that smirk, and the way you looked at me like you knew exactly what you were doing.
I did. I always know when you're watching.
Then you know what I've been thinking about this us for longer than I should.
Oh my God.
Every hotel, every late night stretch, every time I hear that voice go low.
Oh my God, can we stop, please? So what do you want right now?
No, I want to hear how your voice sounds when you're not teasing. When you want something badly.
Guys.
No, you, this can't go on.
This next part is...
Just get the next part.
No, bro.
You really want to know what I want?
No, I don't.
Say it.
Guys.
Say it.
No, guys, because once this is said, it's out there forever. I don't know
if you can say this.
I don't want this to be my legacy.
I don't know if you can say this.
We worked so hard.
Say it.
No, George. I don't know if you can say this.
I want your breath against
right, no,
my
use,
neck.
I might need to wrap this up. I cannot deal with this.
I want that hoodie sliding off your shoulders. I want the silence between us gone, filled with something heavier, slower. Like the way you looked at me.
Right, guys, I'm just gonna say thank you for listening to.
Guys, there's a line here that says no more games, just skin and truth.
That's done. Guys, thank you for listening. You've been amazing. That was episode 4, I believe. Follow, like, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. We love you lot. I can't believe what I just witnessed and heard. I'm scarred forever.
And if the title of this episode isn't just skin and truth, I'm going to be quite disappointed.
Oh my God.
I think we need like an hour apart at least.
I need to go and have a wash or something.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.